libraries and archives, personalized levels. Information that might be useful lives at many levels. You could probably find out pretty much anything if you were willing to dig deep enough. The question of how much to keep, how close, and in what form will be a changing reality given the variables of your needs and your particular comfort levels with data. Relative to your personal organization and productivity, this is not a core issue, so long as all of your projects and actions are in a control system that you work with regularly. Reference material, in all its forms, then becomes nothing more or less than material to capture and create access to according to your particular proclivities and requirements. Some degree of consistency will always make things easier. What kinds of things do you need with you all the time? Those must go into your ubiquitous planner or PDA. What do you need specifically for meetings or offsite events? That should be put into your briefcase, pack, satchel, or purse. What might you need when you're working in your office? That should be put into your personal filing system or your networked computer. What about rare situations relative to your job? Material needed for those could be archived in departmental files or off-site storage. What could you find anytime you might need it on the web? You don't need to do anything with that information unless you need it when you're away from a web connection, in which case you should print the data out when you're online and store it in a file you can take with you. Do you see how that personal organization of reference material is simply a logistical issue? Distinguishing actionable things from non-actionable ones is the key success factor in this arena. Once you've done that, you have total freedom to manage and organize as much or little reference material as you want. It's a highly individual decision that ought to be based on the ratio of the value received to the time and effort required to capture and maintain it.